Tonight on the Worldview Report, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy opens an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. But is that enough at this late stage of the Biden presidency? At least one prominent conservative House member says no and wants McCarthy to vacate his position as Speaker. There's a record number of known terrorists who've been caught trying to sneak into America since last October. What's Joe Biden been doing about it? And what about those who haven't been caught? A new document dump shows the U.S. Customs and Border Protection is using an invasive AI-powered monitoring tool to screen travelers, including U.S. citizens, which can link their social media posts to their social security number and location data. The G20 nations say they're ready to march forward with implementing increased global governance and centralization, and they will use digitization to accomplish their goals of a more one-world system. And finally tonight, the FDA may soon force the removal of popular over-the-counter cold medicines from store shelves. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Just hours after the U.S. House of Representatives returned to the business of the American people following the August recess, Speaker Kevin McCarthy officially announced that Republicans were opening an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. Quote, "We have found that President Biden did lie about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings," end quote. That's what McCarthy explained. And then he added, quote, "joined on multiple phone calls and multiple interactions with Hunter's business partners," end quote. And then finally, they uncovered evidence. Evidence by House committees. Quote, "bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden's family members and associates through various shell companies," end quote. That's what McCarthy said, the Speaker of the House. And he emphasized that more than 150 transactions involving the Biden family and other business associates were flagged in, quote, "suspicious activity reports," end quote, by U.S. banks. Quote, "even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family," end quote. That's what the Speaker said of the revelations that have arisen from the FBI-generated FD-1023 form the Biden administration attempted to keep hidden from lawmakers and the American people. Quote, "despite the serious allegations, it appears that the president's family has been offered special treatment by Biden's own administration," end quote. That's what McCarthy noted of the kid glove treatment for Hunter and others privileged to have the Biden name, adding, quote, "these are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. Today, I am directing our House committees to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden," end quote. That's what the House Speaker said. And then he said, quote, "this is the next logical step," end quote, which, quote, "will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts," end quote, about Joe Biden and his family's activities, of course, is that to which he's referring. Not everyone on the Republican side of the aisle is happy with Speaker McCarthy, and some believe he's delivering too little, too late. The Gateway Pundit reports that Congressman Matt Gaetz on Tuesday threatened to remove McCarthy for being out of compliance with the original agreement that allowed him to assume his role as Speaker. Gaetz stated, quote, "on this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker," end quote. Under new House rules, it only takes one member of Congress from either party to bring a, quote, motion to vacate, end quote, which forces a vote on removing the speaker from his position. It would only take a simple majority vote to remove McCarthy. Gates, this week, floated recruiting Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell to help him remove McCarthy. Gates was not impressed by McCarthy's decisions to open an impeachment inquiry on Joe Biden. He took to the House floor to air his grievances on McCarthy's failure to keep his end of the bargain. In fact, Representative Gates lambasted McCarthy for not holding a vote on term limits, refusing to release the full January 6 tapes, insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family, and for advancing Biden's reckless spending. Gates added that, quote, if Democrats bail out McCarthy, I will lead the resistance to this uniparty and the Biden-McCarthy-Jeffries government that they are attempting to build. Watch this video.
On this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker. I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair. We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes, as you promised. There has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda. Mr. Speaker, you boasted in January that we would use the power of the subpoena and the power of the purse. But here we are, 8 months later, and we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden.
Quote, the rushed and somewhat rattled performance of the speaker isn't real, end quote. That's what Gates said. Gates says it just unraveled the smokescreen that is Kevin McCarthy, who is expert at talking tough while doing almost nothing to resist the steamrolling of America's Constitution by a weaponized federal government. Breitbart reports that as Americans marked the 22nd anniversary this week of the September 11, 2001 Islamic terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 Americans, Joe Biden's regime is overseeing a surge in illegal aliens crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, who, by the way, are on the government terrorist watch list. In fact, there is a record number of terrorists who were caught trying to sneak into America since last October of 2022. Biden's Department of Homeland Security, well, they have encountered 149 illegal aliens at the nation's northern and southern borders who were revealed to be listed on the federal government's terrorist watch list. Keep in mind, these are just the number that managed to get caught. We have no idea how many other terrorists have crossed over undetected. Of the 149, the overwhelming majority, 146 of them, were encountered at the southern border, while three of them were encountered at the northern border. So this indicates a 7,350% increase in encounters with illegal aliens on the terrorist watch list compared to fiscal year 2017. A report from the House Homeland Security Committee led by Chairman Mark Green, Republican from Tennessee, well, it details the surge of encounters with illegal aliens who are known terrorists. Quote, from fiscal year 17 to fiscal year 20, between ports of entry along the southwest and northern borders, the Border Patrol apprehended just 14 individuals whose names were on the terrorist watch list, with most of them attempting to enter through the southwest border, end quote. That's what the committee report stated. In comparison, 263 individuals whose names appear on the terrorist watch list have been apprehended since fiscal year 2021 alone. 259 of them, right there along the southwest border. More than half of these individuals, 146, have been apprehended at the southwest border this fiscal year alone, far surpassing the previous record of 98. That record, well, that was set in fiscal year 2022. The committee report also noted that, quote, it is unknown how many additional national security threats have been among the approximately 1.5 million known gotaways that have evaded Border Patrol altogether, end quote. Well, we also have the former ICE director, Tom Homan. You know what he said? Quote, after 9/11, we created all these databases. So if you want to come to the United States, get a plane ticket or a visa, you got to go through all this vetting through various databases, end quote. That's what he said. And then Homan asked this really good question, quote, why would any terrorist put themselves in a position to be vetted through these databases when you can simply get to Mexico, cross the southwest border like 1.3 million others did, and not get arrested, end quote. Well, that's a good question, and one our elected officials should all be made to answer. Customs and Border Protection, they're using an invasive AI-powered monitoring tool to screen travelers, including U.S. citizens, refugees, and people seeking asylum, which can, in some cases, link their social media posts to their social security number and location data. That's according to an internal CBP document obtained by Motherboard. The document acquired through a Freedom of Information Act request provides much more detail on how CBP deploys a tool sold to multiple agencies of the U.S. government. Called Babel X, the system lets a user input information about a target, their name, for instance, email address, or telephone number, and they receive a mountain of data in return. Results can include, well, their social media post, linked IP address, employment history, and unique advertising identifiers that are associated with their mobile phone. The monitoring, well, it can apply to U.S. citizens, as I said, but also refugees and asylum seekers. Patrick Toomey, Deputy Project Director for the National Security Project at the American Civil Liberties Union, reviewed the document and told Motherboard in an email, quote, this document provides important new information and it raises a number of questions about what specific purposes CBP is using social media monitoring for and how that monitoring is conducted in practice, end quote. Babel X, made by Babel Street, it provides access to publicly and commercially available information in more than 200 languages across the public, across dark web and deep webs. That's according to the company's website, which adds that the tool is, quote, AI-enabled, end quote. The CBP document says that some of the commercially available reports, quote, contain social security numbers compiled by private third parties, end quote. Babel X, well, it is also able to perform a, quote, sentiment analysis, end quote, on targeted individuals. In November, Babel Street announced it would acquire Rosette, an AI-powered text analysis company that would help with, quote, identity resolution, end quote, in the context of national security and verifying identities. The Department of Homeland Security, well, they're required to complete a privacy threshold assessment or what's called a PTA when implementing or updating a program. And they expire every 3 years. That's according to the DHS's own website. So, if the project is particularly privacy invading, it will also require a privacy impact assessment or PIA. The document says that the usage of Babel X is the most privacy invasive and therefore covered by several PIAs. The end date for the Babel X project is listed as September of this year, that's this month. That's what the document shows. The document says data collected by Babel X will be stored in other CBP-operated systems for, wait for it, 75 years. The G20 nations, fresh off their summit in India last week, have signaled they are ready to march forward with implementing increased global governance and centralization. And they will use digitization to accomplish their goals of a more one-world system. Zero Hedge reports that European Commission President Ursula, speaking at a G20 summit session, gave her full support to a globalist idea known as, quote, One Future, end quote. As part of One Future, she appealed for an international regulatory body for artificial intelligence and digital ID systems, well, similar to coronavirus vaccine passports for all people in all nations. Ursula, well, she proclaimed the world's collective future to be digital. Hence, the implied necessity for global entities to draw boundaries and enforce regulations. In her position as the European Union Commission President, she touched on AI and the digital landscape in her address. In fact, she acknowledged the potential dangers and major opportunities linked with advancing AI technology, and she emphasized the importance of channeling such explosive technology. Here's what she stated, quote, Today, I want to focus on AI and digital infrastructure. As it has been described, AI has risks, but also offers tremendous opportunities. The crucial question is how to harness a rapidly changing technology. In the EU in 2020, we presented the first ever law on artificial intelligence. We want to facilitate innovation while building trust, but we need more. What the world does now will shape our future. I believe that Europe and its partners should develop a new global framework for AI risks, end quote. The European chief also stressed that globally accepted standards must be created under the purview of, wait for it, the United Nations. And they must be akin to their intergovernmental panel on climate change. Humanity, she says, stood to benefit if an international authority could clarify the risks and the rewards related to artificial intelligence, akin to the IPCC for climate concerns. Ursula, well, she championed the concept of digital public infrastructure, similar, folks, to the coronavirus passport system that we've been warning about since early 2020. A system, of course, developed by the European Union as a response to the COVID saga. The World Health Organization, which really means the United Nations, embraced it, as we all know they do and will, with open arms as a global standard for combating health threats. Put quotes around health, because that could mean also the end of the Second Amendment, of course, whatever they deem to be a health threat. Quote, many of you are familiar with the COVID-19 digital certificate. The EU developed it for itself. The model was so functional and so trusted that 51 countries on four continents adopted it for free. Today, the WHO uses it as a global standard to facilitate mobility in times of health threats, end quote. That's what Ursula said, and she continued. Alarmingly, she went on to describe the steps that would be taken, strides that will be taken for a whole block-wide digital identity app that's capable of storing, well, a citizen's personal information, including their credit cards, by the way, their driver's license, and their passport data. And these developments, well, they all raise red flags for privacy, for freedom of movement. But that's the goal. But sadly, many people will buy it. They'll buy it because they're being told it's all about, well, convenience and safety. Convenience and safety. They expect the public to trust them, the elites, to make them the gatekeepers over, well, all of this powerful, invasive technology. And yet, these same characters, they have never proven themselves to be trustworthy with power for even a limited responsibility. And yet, they continuously assume that we will give them more and more control and power over our lives. So who is it that's going to harness this technology, as she said, while at the same time protecting us from its invasive, intrusive, and controlling aspects? Are we going to be protected by the elite? I don't think so. Because given their track record, there isn't really much hope that they will protect us. What they will do is enslave us. I mean, this is really the fox guarding the hen house. Wouldn't you agree? And I hope people see through this, because there's a lot of deception being used. But don't count on it. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Thank you for being with us tonight, and thank you for being a sponsor of the broadcast. We're brought to you by you. And one way you can sponsor this broadcast is by making a contribution to WVWFoundation.com. This is a listener-supported program. It takes a team of about 7 of us, 15 man-hours a day, to put it all together. But this isn't the only program we produce and push out for free. There's, of course, Brennan House Live. There's Worldview Radio, my show during the day. The Sunday morning show we just added. Worldview Report Sunday. And there's Worldview Weekend Hour on Sunday night. All of these shows we produce and push out free. We could put them behind a paywall, but we don't. We make them available for everybody to watch. And so we need your support. Think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to PBS, National Public Radio, National Public Television, that gets hundreds of millions of dollars a year from their supporters, their donors, and they also get government money. Well, we don't bring in hundreds of millions, and we certainly don't get government money. We're largely supported with little donations by Americans who, well, simply want trusted news through the lens of a Christian worldview. So if you'd like to support us, you can do that at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for doing that. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you. Popular cold and allergy products such as Benadryl and Dayquil could soon be unavailable at stores nationwide, thanks to a ruling this week by the FDA. The Associated Press reported that one of the agency's panels voted unanimously on September 12th against the effectiveness of the active ingredients in these products. As the Daily Mail notes, this ingredient is the most common active compound in over-the-counter drugs like Benadryl Allergy Plus Congestion, Sudafed PE, and Tylenol cold and flu, severe day and night. The drug is also found in Allegra and Dayquil. While the ruling is not binding, the Daily Mail reports the agency is likely to heed the panel's advice and pull its approval of these products. So, should that happen, companies will have to pull Benadryl, Sudafed, and several more drugs from store shelves. And consumers, well, they will be forced to switch to more potent and potentially damaging prescription meds, or use nasal sprays and drops that are not under review. So let me get this straight. The FDA is concerned about the safety and effectiveness of low-dose, over-the-counter cold meds that have been around for decades. But they just approved a new untested vaccine booster that alters your body's genetic code and has a track record of causing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of premature deaths and serious injuries. Why am I not surprised? If you rely on these products now, you might want to stock up. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer has been sentenced to 60 days in prison for his role in January 6th. That's according to reports. Quote, I was not part of any larger plan for illegal activity or violence that day. End quote. That's what Schroyer said on Tuesday morning to the D.C. court, according to NBC News. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly sentenced Schroyer. Last week, he sent Proud Boys founder Terrio to federal prison for a record-setting term of 22 years. Now, this won't get much attention in the corporate media. And the coverage it does get will go light on the implications for American society going forward. This young man, Schroyer, a journalist, a reporter, he got 60 days in jail for what even his prosecutors admit was a crime that consisted of nothing more than expressing ideas that made people upset and angry. The First Amendment, sadly, is largely dead in America. And the show trial of Owen Schroyer, well, I think it proves it once and for all. Schroyer was not even accused of leading an insurrection. I repeat, all he did was say something the folks prosecuting him did not like. So next time you hear one of our elected officials give a lecture to another country for not being sufficiently free or democratic, remember this. Remember this day. And know that these are not genuine champions of freedom. Because if they were, they would be outraged by the jailing of our own American citizens simply for voicing a political opinion not approved by the uniparty in power. These folks that do this act like they're all worried about the freedoms of other people in other parts of the world. They're all actors playing a role in the globalist takedown of America because they're going along with it. And silence is agreement. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks, as always, for watching and for supporting this broadcast. Don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th, on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Speakers live in person include General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Todd Benzman, Colonel John Mills, and Rebecca Walzer. Full details are available at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Now don't forget, you can also support us by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There's a lot of sales going on over there right now. And when the products are gone, a lot of them, they're gone. It's clearance because they're getting new products in, new styles. So you might want to get over there and do some Christmas shopping. Take advantage of the sales. Tuck these great products away in a closet somewhere, and you'll have a lot of your Christmas shopping done and saved a lot of money at the same time. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Don't forget about WVWTVstore.com. We have a lot of emergency supplies. Something's in the wind. We can see it. It's becoming ever clear. So are you ready for what's coming? The government is not going to help you, folks. They're the ones manufacturing it. So make sure you have your family's emergency plan and products on hand and in place. WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find our phone number there if you want to order through the phone line. All right, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.